trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Check out Menards Spring Catalog for the best deals on lawn and garden supplies. Save big on trimmers, tillers, and landscaping materials, including Mastermark Rolled Lawn Edging. Perfect for any yard or garden project, this lawn edging can be used to form straight borders and gentle curves. Its flexible diamond-shaped bottom helps keep it firmly in place. Right now, get two 20-foot rolls of lawn edging for just $5.
Save big money at Menards.
Good news for your weekend. Temperatures are on the rise, causing prices to drop on tees and shorts at Old Navy. Let's go to the map. We're seeing an inverse fluctuation in price with hot summer tees and fresh shorts approaching record lows. I'm wearing a stylish pair myself, but, well, you can't see me, so I shouldn't have told you that. All right, back to you, Gail.
Run to Old Navy. The entire store is up to 50% off. That's right, 50% off. This Wednesday through Sunday only. Offer valid 4/29 through 5/3. Clearance and gift cards excluded.
Looking for new local restaurants to eat at? Then check out the Best Of section at CBS Local for coverage on your city's dining scene. Visit the Best Of homepage, bestof.cbslocal.com, for more information. CBS Local. We know food and drink. We know local.
For the best local deals and unique experiences in your community, sign up for CBS Local Offers. To save up to 80% on food, shopping, entertainment, and more, go to cbschicago.com and click on Deals. CBS Local Offers. Your city, your deals.
Looking for some great museums, exhibits, and bookstores in your city, but don't know where to find them? Just visit the Best Of homepage at bestof.cbslocal.com and quench your thirst for everything arts and culture. CBS Local. We know arts and culture. We know local.
Night. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is the official radio home for White Sox baseball. Listen to every White Sox game here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSER and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, the Wolves are tied up 1-1 in the first round of the playoffs. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. For information, White Sox-Orioles game scheduled for today has been canceled, will be made up as part of a doubleheader on May 28th. Tomorrow's game will have a first pitch of 1:05 with the Scores pregame show starting at 12:30. That game will be closed to the public. The Cubs have won three in a row after yesterday's 4-0 victory over Pittsburgh.
Last night more of like a formulaic kind of a win. The starting pitching was fabulous. Jason was great. Had to get three outs from Stropey. One really productive inning offensively. We're running the bases good. We're playing good defense. It's a lot of fun being in our clubhouse right now.
That's Joe Maddon. He joins Spiegel and Goff every Tuesday at noon. You can hear the rest of that interview at 670thescore.com. Same two teams tonight at Wrigley. Travis Wood opposing Jeff Locke. 7:05 first pitch. The Bulls failed to close out the Bucks last night at the UC. Milwaukee walked away with a 94-88 victory. Game 6 is Thursday at the Bradley Center. No practice today for the Blackhawks. Their series with Minnesota begins Friday night at the United Center. It's 8:30 start. Game 2 is Sunday at 7:30. Corey Crawford starts in net. Back to the NBA, Cavs GM David Griffin said today Kevin Love may not return at any point in the playoffs. And Bears running back Matt Forte released a statement today on his Instagram account saying, "So with all these media reports saying I'm skipping voluntary workouts to leverage a contract, it's time to set the record straight. I'm not there because I'm finishing my third week of rigorous speed training, in which we do not do at Hallis Hall. Hashtag I always show up." This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. Pennzoil is taking synthetic motor oil performance to a whole new level. Make the switch to the pure, clean power of Pennzoil Synthetics and see who else is making the switch at PennzoilSynthetics.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 12:30 when the Sox take on the Orioles on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
I
just don't understand why Derrick Rose ends up 0 for 7 from three-point range when he knows he can put the ball on the floor and still go to the basket and do something. Milwaukee's just too bad offensively to exploit it to win four, and they're just good enough defensively to make games brutal to watch.
Oh, yeah, that's a chore. Yeah, Bulls basketball with the Bucks, a chore.
Credit to the whatever fans that actually decided they wanted to go to that game and sit through that entire game, because that just sucks the life right out of you.
The fact is now they're starting, this last couple games, they're starting to look like a team who knows the coach is done. They're starting to look to me.
Boers and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
Oh, my. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Catch the hilarious comedy King of Kings weeknights at 11 p.m. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening
to... What was the name of that show again?
I don't know. What did I say? I don't know.
I don't know.
Did I really?
I don't know.
Did I do something?
Yeah.
Did I not say King of Queens?
Correct. You said King of Kings.
Did I really?
You said King of Kings, yeah.
Which is
you know what? That only made a pilot.
Another show.
Yeah, it was a pilot, and then
come on, Jesus,
wasn't very good. Yeah, hey, honestly, not very big in Hollywood.
You've done it again, Jesus. I got a big mouth.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore, anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein. I've been told that they said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on.
Bors and Bernstein. Days 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And at 5:05, we get to talk a little bit of Bears. Bears always something going on, especially today. Jay Cutler around, and the draft is calm. Oh, my God, I'm just full of Bears information. I am.
You are? That's the Zach music.
None for you.
New to this show, and we love the Zach music because it means that we go to the Grossinger Lincoln Wood Hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. All kinds of things going on. The Matt Forte stuff gets cleared up. Jay Cutler is talking. What else, Zach Zaidman?
Well, let's start with the Cutler stuff. Guys, can you name all the offensive coordinators that Cutler has had since being traded to the Bears in 2009?
Ron Turner.
That's one.
Mike Martz.
That's two.
Mike Tice.
That's three.
Aaron Cromer.
That's four.
And
we're missing one.
Yes, that we would be very good math there, Terry.
I think we're missing one, yeah.
Yeah.
We're missing one.
That's the guy that's here now.
Oh, okay. You're counting.
Oh, okay.
Adam Gase. And it was interesting because Cutler was asked today about this being his fifth offensive coordinator.
It can't be good, right? Well,
is there anything at this point in your career that you feel like this is the one that's going to work?
I thought that with a lot of them. I really have a lot of respect for Adam and the staff we put together, and Fox has a reputation. He knows how to win. They have a blueprint. I think it's a very talented team at this point. We're only going to add to it. I'm excited. I'm excited about where we're going in the future. Like I said earlier, we're just trying every day to get work and get better.
He was honest. You got to give him credit there.
Yeah, I guess, Zach, I still have this Cutler fatigue that'll never leave me. I don't know what'll make it go away. You know, I'm not, unless he does.
Oh, I have an idea of what will make it go away.
What will make it go away? He's great.
Fewer interceptions. I think taking better care of the ball, more balance. We've seen Cutler be good with the Bears.
We have.
Yep.
And believe it or not, it was with Mike Martz as the offensive coordinator when Martz decided to have a balance between the run and the pass, and the Bears weren't telegraphing what they're doing, and you were putting Cutler in manageable situations, and that really, for whatever reason, disappeared the last couple of seasons when Cutler was the quarterback. So I think the key is to get back to that kind of balance, which leads us to Matt Forte, who was not around today, and I'm sure you guys saw what he posted on Instagram. Mm-hmm. John Fox was asked